Commissioners Court for Friday, May 30th, 2025, at 11 a.m. begins here.
Y'all ready? This is kind of a short meeting, but this is a call to order, and we'll start with invocation. You may say, or you want to pray today? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for the rain that came this morning. We ask you to be with us as we make decisions this morning for the county, Lord. We ask you to be with all the workers for the county and all those in our county, Lord, that are hurting right now and need our prayers, Lord. We ask you to heal and place your hand upon all those that are hurting, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's do our pledge. United States flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
All right, thank you. Do we have any public comments? Hi, Maxis.
He just asked for public comments.
Would you like to speak? All right, this is consider take action to approve 2025 budget amendment. Now, she put budget amendment on here. She told me it was like $30,850, and I think the reason she went so high, she called me this morning before she left town and said that Paul Bradshaw, the work that he's having to do out there on the ball and so forth, and some more, and I can't remember what else she said, but she wanted to do the budget amendment for 30, well, I can't tell which is which here, what she wanted the budget here. And our treasurer had a medical emergency, she can't do it. Is it 75,850 or 30,000? Do y'all see that?
Can I see that?
Okay. I didn't get one. They said 86.
Oh, okay. But she said it was more than the 8,562.
It says amended 22,850.
Okay, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah,
that's
okay. That sounds about par.
Mm. Okay. So it'll be 22,850 for the budget amendment to do that thing. She's not here today, and our treasurer's gone. She had a family medical problem, so. Yeah. All right, any questions? I can't answer you, but we kind of went over it the other day what she wanted to do. She's just, I think, put enough in her to cover the tires and the lights.
This is going to get them across the finish line?
I hope so. Fund balance was about 3.7 million. Since she said we had quite a bit more than what she thought when she called the auditor, so we're good there. So, all right, what's your pleasure?
I make a motion to approve the amendment to the budget.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. All right, y'all want to discuss anything on roads or anything? You want to discuss
I wish it quit raining so I could get some road work done.
Well, it's fixing to.
I'm sure. They say it's supposed to rain all May 4th. Yeah.
I got something I was going to make you guys aware of. I've worked with Commissioner Smith. His son was a. Our setbacks off our county roads and stuff, we've kind of looking at, had a little violation that we ran into down across the lake about something. And so I'm researching all that. Each one of you have, you know, violations on fences and stuff that's not off on our setback. So I'm researching that. I'm going to bring it to you next week. I'm on the agenda for that and give y'all some options and maybe something for us to do. That's what I've been working on and just giving you a heads up. That's kind of what we're looking at. So don't know what we can do about it or what we want to do, but we're supposed to have an easement off our county roads. And a lot of, you know, when you're doing maintenance and cleaning out the ditches and stuff, some of those fences aren't there on our right of way. And What we're really trying to do is protect the people's property. We don't want to be tearing fences down or shredding and doing other stuff.
It's true, the people may believe the fence is where the fence is supposed to be, because that's the county driveway. And they all want to put their fences out on the roadside.
Right on the road.
And you know what happens there? The trees fall across the fence and they go to driving at us.
Right. And so I'm looking at what we have in place now and maybe what we need to put in place for the future for people moving stuff. Now, if they ever start repairing those and rebuilding them, we can make them move those back off our right of way. But I don't want to go in there and start making people move fences now. I'm just trying to look, protect us.
They'll go in there and build a fence before you know it.
Oh, yeah, they will. You have to pay attention. So anyway, I'm going to bring that to y'all next week. So just so y'all can be thinking about it, kind of know where I was coming from.
People don't realize that, you know, from the center of the county road to each side is 20 foot. Mm-hmm. That's surface right of way.
Right.
You got dedicated right of way too, and that's from the old fence road to the old fence road.
I've been driving around in the precincts, and some of them are maybe like 4 foot off the edge of the road, and there's other ones that are 10 to 12, 15, and then there's some that are real close to 20.
Yeah.
That's just an issue that just came up. I just really started being aware of it and things that happened. So I'm trying to figure out what we can have in place so people know moving forward so they don't run into that. You know, that big shredder y'all use to shred the trees on the side. If they got a house or something right up next to that, they won't run a limb through it or something. We're trying to protect our people's property and our
industry. You tell them, they'll understand. A lot of them just, you know, I've had them want to put the fence right out next to the road and say, hey, so they got my land goes to the center of that road. I said, well, it does, but you don't own the right of way to it.
Right.
And that's the other, this part of me is starting to have a lot. I mean, obviously, we talked about county growth just in general, but that's what we're seeing. The issue we have down in Precinct 4, I think part of it is that was that. Mm. You know, somebody moves a mobile home, little tiny house in, they didn't realize. I ended up talking to the gentleman yesterday, and he actually had got information from people. He asked the questions, and so he was acting in good faith. So the more growth we have, you know, I mean, it don't take that long to have something be moved in, pushed in, and stuff and so forth. So, I mean, obviously, if you're constructing something, it's easier to kind of see it in advance, maybe, but, you know, mobile homes and tiny homes.
Well, I mean, anybody want to put it close to the road? To me,
I think that the issue I saw with this one here was just because of the limits on the property act. It was more than anything else. Than
one option that I was visiting with a guy about, and he said what they did in their county is they have when you close on a property, that they give you what those right-of-ways are and tell you up front, look, you know, yeah, your property goes to here, but the county has that right-of-way, you know, off the road, and make sure and make them aware. Because I don't know of any other way we really make them aware of it if you just bought the property.
Well, we went back several years ago and dedicated all the roads. All dedicated driveways now.
But how do we tell people that when they come
in? You got to explain to them. Some of them don't take it. I mean, they go, no, that's my land.
Maybe there's something we could come up with or that you could come up with and we could send out with deeds when they get filed, because not everything goes through a title company either. And we could just send it back with their deed when it changes hands.
Right. Well, that, like I said, this is just an issue that came up. I'm looking for a solution to protect us and the landowner.
Right. Well, like I said, we're growing. We just don't want it to happen anymore.
Right. And this issue that we came up upon was the gentleman was aware that they had the right of way. He didn't realize it was a setback from the right of way.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the...
Yeah.
He's not on the right way, but he's setbacks.
And I mean, different people I've talked to this week with the same thing. It's like, they were like, we should have said that.
Well, like I said, I'm just going to bring y'all options just to give you a little heads up where I was coming from and how that all kind of got started. So what we do on this next time, we don't go through a whole lot.
All of them are different too. All roads are different.
Right. That's
exactly. Down your precinct, Scott, you got some close ones.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, everything, and the thing is, you have one road that's 20 feet, you know, wide, then you got one that's 12. So I said, people, well, you know, what do you have?
Well, and that's what I'm looking for. What do we have written down that's in effect for every county road that we have? Are they all 20 feet?
Nope.
And see, that's what I'm trying to figure out is where we are. And let's get that
three different classification of roads. Most of them are 20 feet. But there's a lot of trail footers too.
It's a lot of research for me too, and I do, and I want to know. I mean, I go out and do a septic inspection and get someone, when they're getting ready to build and look at that, I can say, hey, you know, you're going to be a little close right here too.
I take that back, most of them are 16 foot. 16, 16.
Well, that's what I was working on.
Do we get?
12, 16, and 20 is the number on classification of the roads. 12 feet, 16, and 20.
And do you go with, I know county roads have everything, I get a lot of calls from Max and, oh, we want a third of an acre. What can we put?
Mm-hmm.
You know, $1 million house and a septic system and a, right, you know, a boat dock. But,
bring the septic system mounted on top of the roof. Just pop it around on top of it.
It's lost it under the bed.
Okay. Then what you have so many, you know, tall trees on the North Shore, King Century, do those roads and their width and stuff, do they vary than a county road, or does it have to go by the county road once the county has taken them in? Do you understand? Am I asking the
right question? I understood each development had their own.
Because I mean, some of those are bad talk about.
Yeah, if you go some of the development, they can go out the middle of the road, don't they? That's up to the development.
I can tell you because Tall Tree was where we kind of got started on this. Theirs is 25 foot from the middle of the road. Their road's inside Tall Tree.
But
each development has their own.
And ultimately, there's so many places in that are different. So
that's what I'm wondering if we need to gather up.
It's going to be so many. There's so much stuff you can classify being grandfathered in because you can't. You're not going to have to get everybody in compliance with whatever our future.
Yeah, I just didn't know we need to get the POAs to send us each a copy of our rules for what they've done for our office, where we're more knowledgeable when we're telling them.
Well, that was one of the questions came up, so yeah. Now we're trying to.
And that was, I was talking to somebody at the courthouse the day before yesterday, which is the same with the issue that, because they get called up here all the time. I know Marie, when she gets up in the clerk's office, she'll use the answer the best they can, and also call the commissioner. Of course, as a commissioner, I always said, yeah, you know, there's not a whole lot of, we don't have a lot of regulations. You got septic system, and obviously I'll be near a right away. But at the same time, I wasn't completely aware that this 25 foot setback. Now we do, and then now we're letting people here now know that's going to be another thing to let them know if they can call. So we have some kind of consistency going forward. Because we can't change what's already been there.
No,
I understand that, but I didn't know if there was a way we could get something in writing where we know which ones have which.
And I think that was what we were
just trying to find a solution to going forward where everybody's on the same page and we, you know, we don't have these issues. We're getting more and more folks in here wanting them little tiny houses on a quarter acre lot.
Well, it's just like a lot of them don't know that you have to have a septic. Mm-hmm. Before you do anything.
See, I guess that's making them want to put it closer to the road because they want to put their septic system in the back instead of the front yard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're just getting it. I was just going to kind of mention it. So next week you'll kind of have an idea of where we were, and how that all got started, what we're looking at.
Thank you.
Mary, did you have something?
I kind of got a three-part update question.
Okay.
One is, can you confirm or deny that the 2080 project is an aluminum smelter? And can you share any new or any information about solar that's come up lately? And is there any progress on the 391? I know y'all have discussed some stuff up there, but can you kind of update?
I have no idea what the smelter is. I haven't
heard that.
I haven't heard anything.
Where is that supposed to be?
Is that the one that they got to prove up? They got to prove everything through us, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then what they were, I wouldn't hear
about that.
The NBC,
yeah.
Is it not the NBC? Was it that resolution that president?
Yes.
They have to approve
it. We have to approve anything there. I haven't heard word about anything going there yet. Matter of fact, they fired Nathan DeFoya because he had a non-disclosure NDA, non-disclosure, and they couldn't, well, the city council over, so we want to know you're fired. He said, I can't tell you, because I mean, I can get sued. They fired him. He's gone.
I want to say he resigned.
Well.
I'm just kidding.
He resigned under pressure.
Yeah. I think what that meant.
Yeah.
They come to that.
the 391 deal, the judge in Fannin County, his secretary called me about 9 o'clock last night, finally, after all week. I called him Tuesday, and maybe last week. I don't know. But anyway, he's gone. He's on vacation. He'll be back next week, so I'll talk to him about that. We had a meeting. Me and Max and Toby went to a meeting the other day with a bunch out here. What, you're a stracer, a racer, or?
So,
Sunracer.
They bought that deal for $200 million.
Well, I heard today that Shell Oil's fixing to buy
them. That'll just kick it on down the road if they do.
Yeah. And. No, I grabbed these on my wife told me to get these off there, and that's not
the business cards for that company.
Yes, I gave them to you. No, I don't worry. I was just trying to remember the name of it. And we started off the meeting. Yes. We started off the meeting, and they were going up, and I didn't realize what all they had. Man, the whole northwest part of the county is going to be sold up.
And that's just a start.
Yeah, and I started off the meeting, we don't like y'all, sorry. Just don't get your feelings hurt, we're gonna fight you.
People in Franklin County don't like you, we don't.
We're not gonna.
We work for y'all.
That's right, and we work for the citizens of this county, and that's where we started. We never really got off of them. The only thing they're gonna want from us is a road use agreement. And I said, well, you can fill one out. I said, you bring the commissioner's court, we'll vote it up or down. And I said, now, and I had all day yesterday, I went up there and drove some of the roads. I called, the 391 thing, I really like the 391. It's not really for us to fight against private ownership, private land. It's against the state coming here, building stuff, or anything else, the way I was reading the questions and answers on all of what she gave. And I wish we'd have had it for our little roadside park, because as Landon told us, he said, if you'd have had this, they'd have had to come to the commission, but y'all didn't have a commission. I said, well, I want a commission, because then they had to go through us. And they have anything they do locally, but any government official, they have to come through us to do that. So I like that.
Well, you know, it used to be one, but they've taken so much power away from the county court.
Yes.
And well, they just want to quieten us, silence us on everything these days.
Yes, and that's, you know, and I made my little diatribe about the lake the other day, and then I don't know if the Lord put something on my heart or something. I woke up the morning, I said, you know, I'm sick and tired. And oh no, y'all are tired of hearing me gripe about the state of Texas, but they have taken power away from us, and they're shoving everything down our throats, because we're rural Texas and we have no power, we don't have representation, we don't have anything. And we don't have any, and I tell you, Donald Trump, as great as he is as president, I love him, but he's not fighting sober. He's not doing it. He's not fighting it. The governor of Texas is not fighting. The lieutenant governor's not fighting. The attorney general's not fighting it. And most counties, as I told him, I said, you're talking to most county judges around, really truly. I said, what kind of problems? They said, they love sober. I said, you're kidding. I mean, down in Russ County, down all down through that, they said, oh, yeah.
They may love sober, but they don't like the new green scam. That's
really
what they don't like.
But
there are bigger counties in the
state. So all the yesterday, I'm looking at a way to keep them off our roads. And I mean, when you came in, I was steadily just going through laws. I called DPS and I said, is there anything? I've been retired for a while, so maybe something's changed. He says, no. And he basically told me, if they're legal to be on state road, they can go on. You can't stop them being on public. It's a public road. The county road's a public road. And the state is going to override y'all because they give y'all state money.
The only thing we can do is give them a road use agreement or not give them a road use agreement. So tear that up and we sue them.
Yeah. And I talked to Marla about that. She said, really and truly, if you think about it, as bad as you don't like them, it's going to cost the taxpayers more to sue them in district court, and then you're going to get less money going to district court.
I don't know.
You're going to have to have lawyers. And our county attorney is going to say, hire an outside lawyer. So, well, that hadn't come up yet. They said they got one from you, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the only power except for Max.
I say it's really not power.
Max is our key right now.
There's another deal with this too.
Yes.
On Highway 37 out there. If they start this, You talking about traffic? It's horrible.
Well, they even made a comment in this, and one of the roads down through there said they had to wait. If a truck's coming in, then they can't wait, so they don't have to sit down on 37. I said, I bet you better not.
Well, I told them, I
said, 75 mile an hour, you have an 18 wheeler sitting on that shoulder.
I said, we may not can, but I said, do not be unloading crap on the road. Driving it down is one thing, but when you start unloading it, I understand you had a problem with them the other day.
I sent them back to McKinney the other day because they said they was going to unload it. They didn't get unloaded.
I told them, I said, you're not going to do it on the road. Sorry, that's a whole different ballgame. And so we told them that. So anyway, I called DPS and he said, if y'all need help, call us. I said, we may be calling you quite a bit. I said, that's what, when Danny was there, we had log trucks. You know, it's an agriculture, it's the only way in. I said, there's no way. He said, you could reroute them if there's a bridge. That's about what I told him too. He said, you could reroute them if there's a bridge. He said, if that's their only way in, the only way out.
Down to take care of
it. Yeah, but COVID and bridge are kind of.
Don't you need to build a bridge right there somewhere?
I went and drove it and looked. I really did. And who else did I call? Somebody else here stated that. I don't know. That's all I did here stated. Trying to find ways.
This is like I told Gary yesterday. Y'all are fighting the fight. It's more than one week ago. I mean,
well, it's just, I thought we had done a resolution. Marla said, no, you didn't do a resolution against the movie.
That's what I just brought you in.
Yeah, we did do
2022, that. But I want to see it. I mean, it's in with the road use agreement. When you have a chance, read over that.
Okay. But, and I'm going to tell you, the city ain't going to have us on 391. Y'all kind of agree with that? But they kind of, I wouldn't want to go. And I got my tail chewed out because I wouldn't want to go. He said, you need to go over and listen and see what they're saying. I said, well, that's true. So we did. And so I'm still working on it. I'm still trying to get it. So I'm going to have to get another county. You say Lamar County is going to do it?
Lamar and Paris are working together on one.
I wonder if we can join in because.
Yeah, they're neighbor in the county.
The department had called you, you're in the same call, you can, and they did have a meeting.
Oh, that's who I called. Cat called. I talked to Mary Beth, I talked to Atcom to see if they had some kind of commission that we could join in on. She said no. And probably they would never do something like that because that's going to be more your local to do that and everything. Matter of fact, she wanted me to send her all that 391 information because that's a big topic around the state right now.
See, what if you get in with Lamar and Paris, you might be jump-started by doing that because they're way ahead of the game on it. Like, we can blend right in with them. Yeah.
The man Scott that was here.
Yes, from Paris. Oh, that's right, that's right.
He's in helping to.
Got his card somewhere too.
In Fannin County, and they had a group of probably 50 to 70 people. I didn't count, but at their meeting on a Friday night,
Hopkins County, they've turned everything down after the. I mean, Hopkins County may be interested in the 391.
Yeah. I figured Hopkins County, they did everything for them. They gave them that.
Yeah, people talk, they're done doing it now. They made a deal in court saying they wouldn't have done no more.
Really?
Well, yeah. I know I said something to the mayor one day, and he said he would be all for it, but after that little meeting,
the city, the city is pretty much the city, and that's where they want to be.
Are you talking about our city, or?
But I don't understand why they were so pro-form. They're not. It's not going to have any effect on the city. I don't understand.
They're sitting there telling how many jobs they're going to bring in.
Well, he told us. He said, "I'm going to tell you." He said, "We're going to bring tax dollars in, but we're not bringing jobs in." They did say that, didn't they?
Yeah, he said for 18 months we'll have a short term, and 50 or 60. Then after that, there's going to be 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he said it honestly.
I mean, when they read down 37, I tell you, they brought in jobs for that long.
Oh yeah,
they mm-hmm. Bring box stuff while they was here.
Well, that's kind of what they say. They'll eat and sleep and buy stuff here and then they'll be gone.
Not nothing compared to Texas Utilities coming in
here and putting their money where their mouth. They've been here for how
many years? They put their money where their mouth was. I mean, that, that's a difference.
A lot of people made a good living out of there.
And the thing about it is, we put up with all that. I mean, you know how many people said that cold was killing them and all that, and they died of cancer and everything.
Oh, that's horrible.
And you, and Now they're coming back piling right on top of us again.
Yep.
Give us some.
Rural Texas, they wouldn't do this close to Dallas or Houston, would they? It's always out here. And that's kind of the way I am about the lake.
About Marvin Nichols.
You know, I don't know that really truly we're talking about Marvin Nichols. That's just them using us. That's just them using us.
And you know, whenever that state's building, or state building, you know what they're looking at? They're looking at 2050 water, what they need, 2050 on water, and that's all they're looking at.
Now.
You said max is our key, what did you mean by that? How do you say max is the key? I'm just trying to see what you're.
He's the key because they've got to have all the correct stuff for the fire protection stuff. And that's really what the meeting was about, really, the fire protection stuff, and the fire chief was over there. And I guess that's where the city's kind of been with, I don't know, I can't figure it out.
You know, they need to be listening, because this deal here is not a, this one out here is not a dead deal.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you right now, they can sell it tomorrow, and it'll be in operation next week.
Well, I had a guy tell me this morning that Scott Andrews' deal was back on. I thought he would go completely out of it. Have y'all heard that?
If they hunt that new money up, that's what the, it's like they was dead out here until this sunrise should come in with $200 million.
He's the one, Tommy's the one telling me off. He's a good friend of Scott Andrews, and he said they made another deal with him out here or something. So I don't think that's dead out here at all.
Well,
so I thought it was, but.
Their 5 years are going to start turning up pretty quick, and they'll be re-signing. I don't know if that's what you're talking about directly.
Which one was it now, man?
Their 5 year renewal.
You know? Oh, I mean, he said something about a renewal or something, 90-day renewal or something. Yeah. I don't know what he's talking about. I have no idea. I thought Scott Andrews pulled out completely, but I guess he did.
He's in
another
county making deals.
Well,
he's in other counties making deals.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything going on in Wood County? I mean, as far as being
they don't have the power lines like we got.
Well, I mean, I know that.
We were just lucky enough to have 900 power lines.
Of course, their buildings hitting them that way. That may be part of the reason why they're doing this. You know, they're coming from over east and coming along and going south rather than coming up this way.
They're using the old power plants down south. They're building them. They're putting them on the power. Down there on the plant.
They got the power line.
They put in a coffee.
Yeah, coffee. And those places, they're going to put solar on all of it.
I don't know if I mentioned this at any point or not, and it was at the Titus County Court 3 months ago. There were some guys there from Gulf something pipeline, and they're running a gas line to the, I think it was the Welch Power Plant or Kaysen. I don't know if they're what. They had to ask Titus County, or made them aware of coming through the county to go to the old coal plant down there to retrofit it for gas. So that was a great thing,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's that pressure gas line goes right
on. But this all of this solar thing is going to come back out of the county, because if you have an incident like Cunningham and the hail and the.
I agree. We asked him about that too. What did he say about the. I said, no, what am I going to do with all these
problems? He said, all the technology now, he said, that the hailstorm coming, that all the panels are supposed to turn and go the other way. I know you called yesterday and son, but, you know, they wanted to sugarcoat everything. And I mean, I know me and Scott were kind of sitting over, I was sitting across from Scott, and I was just like, oh, boy. When it takes the panel at all, it ain't gonna matter. I mean,
not to mention the Chinese parts in them where they can flip the switch and it's useless.
The last 15 years we had 2 tornadoes go right through the middle where they won't put them on.
Oh, yeah. I sure did, didn't it? Hey, who's got the big, is that Major's got the big knife? They're gonna be all around his house.
All around it.
Wow.
They're going to put a bed, baby.
They're going to put what?
A bed, like a
bed. Oh, it'll be right behind their house.
Yeah.
I got looking at the map they had, and I'm going, that's right behind Jerry and Jennifer's house.
You know, we asked him for years, what's the evacuation for a bed? Oh, mile and a half.
Oh, I didn't even say that.
Three to five miles.
No, no, what they said, 150 feet or something like that?
Yeah, that's pretty much what they said up here to the basin. Said, probably 100 foot maybe.
He said.
That's why Surprise Arizona figures out.
That's the reason I told him, I got to sit right here, because when they was talking about it, I just kind of looked at it and I said, have y'all done your research on our fire departments? Because I said, we have none.
That's what $3.99
was. They just kind of looked up and like.
You can sell it, I don't really assume that.
They're like, well, you know, they didn't really have an answer to that little comment.
You have contact information for whoever, and you said you got the card and all, but now's the time to be letting know that you're gonna be standing against them.
I told them, we're gonna fight them every way we could.
Yeah. But they told them, and they told them we're looking into the $3.91. Mm-hmm. And they was like, oh, what is that?
Some of the states up north had $3.91 already in effect, and their setback rules was 1 mile.
Yeah.
And that took them 1 mile of the picture, so they.
Well, that's what I was trying to read. And it said, I wish I had that.
And we got less regulation.
Yeah, and the only time that it said, it talked about lawsuits, the only time that they've ever sued anybody is in Texas, is through TxDOT, and they won against TxDOT. That's true. That's one. So I was fighting two wars last week, talking about going after the state of Texas.
Well, TxDOT needs to get involved on this deal here because of 37.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean.
But they won't, and I'm going to tell you why they won't. Just like they won't do anything that lost them.
You know, most of those bills got defeated. Most of those solar bills come up dead as a doorknob. I mean, they're dead. There's very few that got passed because they done passed the buck before they brought them to the floor.
They were trying to run that high-speed rail through Waller County, and they sued TxDOT, and they stopped them because they said, that judge in Austin says, you didn't go by the rules. You said it said you shall contact in every feasible means possible. You know, that'll be their out. Well, we tried every means possible, now we're through, so we're gonna go forward. It's just, I'm telling you, you can't beat big government. And Texas is
coming. You can't go through.
I'm trying everything in the world.
You can't go through the water deal because the state regulates that.
I got Dana on the phone, and I knew this already, but Marla and Parrish was in the office in there, and I said, every drop of water in that lake belongs to the state of Texas. They said, no, it don't. We passed a bond in the 60s. What's our lake? I said, Dana, who owns the water in the lake? He said, we own the property and they own every drop of water in the lake.
When it falls out of the sky, it's the state. So, if they want to,
that's what scares me about doing anything at this time against doing anything on the lake. That's the only thing that bothers me, is that they're going, okay, we'll show you. We'll use Cypress Springs water. You know, that's like, you know, and they're mean. They're just mean spirited.
No matter what we say, either way down here, it's going to be approved through the commission, water commission down there, and that's all it's going to be. Mm-hmm.
Well, but I got some stuff, and the vote was 93
to 40 something.
41. That tells you they're going to build it. Then they put $1 billion toward this already in this legislative session.
They've already got the dam.
That's right.
They've already got it surveyed, ready to dig.
That's right. So, you know, are we just going to make a stance and say, we hate you, and then they come back and say, okay, we'll show you all?
You should put in, we're just drawing their neighborly.
They'll make a lake for it. They can have a big old pipe in lake for it and sucking it out.
Well, so that's less. If you think about this, less pipe they have to lay in the ground when they go from one to the other. It's got to scratch your leg through.
From what I understood, Lake Fork goes to Tewaukee, then Tewaukee goes to.
Yeah, well, if you build a $1 million home down there on Fork 20 years ago, now it's 5 foot lower until you go to the dock.
A guy told me that when they was putting it in, he said, he was sitting there and he did a motorhome. He said, I grab this motorhome in the pipe. And he said, when we fill the pipe up with water, he said, we'll drop that lake level between 2 and 3 foot.
That's enormous.
And then they keep it that low now. I mean, yeah. You drive across 19 and you don't want to see water no more. You know?
Well, I'll tell you how the state works. Let me just tell y'all this. the battle, and Jerry saw it firsthand. He went with me and Ricky over it, and I'd already got into screaming cuss fights with the head people in Austin and the commissioners, one of them in Abilene. I'm talking about it got bad. It got real bad. And then we drove over there. We thought they were going to give us the eastbound for a way station. It was going to make the county money, because I'd rather have a way station than have a truck park with no bathrooms and having urine and feces, needles everywhere out there, and dope deals and prostitution, like we're going to have. There's no doubt. We've had it before. So they said, we're going to give Titus County $11 million to fix up their way station. Well, they're having problems coming up with $8 million. They said they haven't matched the pay for it. Well, we profit, and the county would profit $1 million a year. That's what the one down there we checked on. And they told them, yes, it would be the same here. DPS was going to put about $1.5 million worth of equipment in. I mean, we'd have to come up with $8 million, and the state was going to get $11 million. It was lower for us over here at the time. But anyway, that's what it is in Titus County now. So the judge over there was telling me the other day, he was talking to the head dog at TxDOT, and he said, well, if we don't get it, can we somehow get it to Franklin County over to Judge Lee's? I said, it'd be a cold day in hell for me. So I'm not real old like at TxDOT right now, so we got some railroad stuff going on right now.
Well, I'm not sure it's going to get a bridge built there, because all of a sudden, you know, they put a halt on a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I've been working the bridge that they got scheduled for next spring. I've been working on that thing ever since I took office.
Yep.
17.
Yep.
So it's just, what's the railroad stuff going on? What's that mean?
Well, everything passed. It's on the governor's desk for the $22 million deal for the railroad. So that's, and I've stayed back, and I told them, I had a guy call me the other day, Brad Johnson from Social Springs, called me, and I said, y'all are getting this because I've stayed out of the picture. I said, if they knew I was in the picture, they would cancel it. But the Senate passed it, almost unanimously, and the House passed it unanimously. The governor's going to, they said, we'll sign it and everything. So we should know in the next day or two. I got some emails on that.
On the railroad?
Yeah.
Fine.
Yes. I think it's going to be $10 million. Mike Slavin said that's all he could probably spend every for the
year. You're telling me he's going to put my bicycle trail up and give you $110.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's what they want to do. See, we still own the land over in Collin County, but there's not a rail there. And that's what they was wanting to do. And we said, no. We might can sell it and make money. Dart may want to put a rail line out there when the population gets bigger, toward Greenville. So,
mm-hmm. It takes not. Does TxDOT have to say over that trestle, or do we?
I think TxDOT does. I'm going to tell you, we don't have say about much of anything.
I mean, I just wanted to know, because if that thing, you said talking about selling the railroad, is that what you're saying? That thing needs to be changed. If you're going to improve the railroad, it needs to be raised.
Yeah, and I don't know if it'd be better to lower the ground.
Well, that's much better.
Being some,
keep from clogging up.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah, it's hard to raise the rail, but it's easier to lower the land. But if you lower the land, you much more it's going to flood even that much worse, because there's nowhere you have to have a pump system there to pump it out of there.
How's that going to work when we have one of them jerry trucks over there in that building and that train comes by and blows that whistle?
Same thing with that mail going off. We wait till the
thing's going to vibrate the walls.
Man. Oh my gosh, yeah.
We can wait till them to kind of hang them thing back towards the north.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. I don't see that kind of traffic for the next 5 years here, probably. So.
Is the state still on whatever to fix Goose Crossing? Was that like the 27 or something date, or is that
26? That's the one which you said.
The bridge, Goose Crossing.
So was one on 10/18, but it'll be February 26.
Are you gonna put another $1 million in like the last commissioner did? And watch it wash away. I told him there's gonna wash away. I think he just did that out of meanness.
Doing a lot more than that.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Maybe a lot of money, I'll make
this. I'm just kind of living down a little bit. Rock, man.
We're just kind of rocking along here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is. I'll get up to him next week, and the 391 commission has to be 2/3 of the officials, so get ready for him to be on there.
It says elected official, it does not say anything about commissioner's court of elected officials.
Yeah, they want you to know where it comes.
We got sheriffs.
I'm going to tell you, the question and answer, I like the rename one, because it helps us not just for this, for a lot of things that come in here, so. That we can say, and really, like I said, well, most of it is the way the courts have said, it's if TxDOT wants to do something that we don't like, if the city of Mount Vernon wants to do something that we don't like, or something like that, so it's a governmental, or the federal government comes here, they got to come through that commission first.
You still have to come through this court here afterwards, right?
I don't think so. I don't think so. But I got it, I didn't read it, but I mean, I've read it twice.
We all understand it, that was the deal to get it. Because there was so much misunderstanding about things, that they get this 391, great different counties putting their heads together to come up with a solution, and then they take back to commissioner's court.
Yeah. I think they got people surprised at it, but I don't think there's anything. Did you see paper through?
All that I saw were, it was just the commissioner's court.
Picks the commission.
Yeah. And so it does come back to the commissioners if people aren't happy with what happened with the 391 commission, because y'all were the ones that pulled off the commissioners. The commission.
In other words, that'd just be an extension of the commissioner's court.
Yes, because they're kind of working for us. It's kind of like EDC with the city.
Yeah.
They really work for the city. Mm-hmm. They really come up with that. But no, I'm looking into that. I'll get back with him, but I'll call Scott Hammond. Is that his last name?
Mm-hmm. Me too, yeah.
Palmer, I'm sorry.
Palmer, yeah.
Let's see. I think all we have to do is just put it on the commissioner's court agenda to us to join a 391 commission. Then we have to have another one county or one city with this sort of thing. Now call.
So we're gonna create, next to creating it, I believe.
To create it, you gotta have it set up with both of them, or can you just do us and then we ask somebody to join us? That's what I need.
We need to have a workshop on that if we ever get down to the nuts and bolts of it.
Yeah. So. All righty. You ready to go? You're looking tired over there.
I'm kind of sitting here listening.
All right. Anybody else got anything? Y'all have a good weekend, and sorry we had to do this so quick, but they needed some school boards fixed. I guess they got them fixed already. We just completely messed up. Pay them back or something.
I don't think it's supposed to start on them yesterday. Work on it.
Okay. All right. You have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Thank y'all. And then I guess I'll sign.
We'll both be back.